And now our feature presentation. This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to Cinema Chat, our weekly conversation with Michigan Theater and State Theater CEO Russ Collins, and I'm Matt Hobson playing the role of David Fair. And of course, Russ Collins is playing the role of Russ Collins. How are you, sir?
I'm good. So, yeah, good to be on the air with you, and we're happy to say that the State of Michigan Theater we have been reopened for this will be the third week, and so we're excited about that. And I'm also happy to report that Celluloid Junkie, which is an international site that collects information about the movie industry around the world, has done research, and their research indicates that there's been no documented cases of COVID-19 infection transfer in theaters anywhere that they could find in the world.
Now, that is fantastic. That shows they are really on top of things.
Well, and yeah, I think theater owners around the world have been very careful in terms of the way that they've had customers come back. And that certainly is the case here in Ann Arbor with the commercial theaters and with the Michigan and State Theater for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've worked very carefully with that with our ventilation system. We're using a lot of filtered fresh air. We take everybody's temperature when they come in. Masks are mandatory at all times when you're at the theater. The capacity has been reduced to only 20%. And there's still a lot of folks that are anxious about coming out to public places like theaters. But we've done everything that we can with no-touch ticketing and special computerized ticketing that separates everybody. But you can still sit with your husband or wife or girlfriend or boyfriend.
Well,
you
got to share your popcorn with somebody.
but you can't eat popcorn in the movie.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that fixes everything.
You got to keep your mask on because safety is the most important thing at this particular time. Now, you can buy popcorn on your way out and take it home. It's really the joy of going out and the joy of sitting and enjoying a big screen movie with other people that are passionate about going out and seeing a movie or just, getting out of the house a little bit. Now, again, it's not for everybody, so we still are doing our virtual cinema, but a lot of people are coming out and we'll, business is much reduced from normal times, but we're happy to have some little bit of normality that we're
just a little bit at a time at this point. So, but I'm glad you guys are doing great over there.
Absolutely. Well, we're the business isn't great because the capacity's so reduced.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's just nice to be able to offer the community an opportunity to safely go out, and we've done a lot to make sure that that can happen. And I think that can be especially true when it's Halloween.
Yes, you have. You have a particularly
evil
week coming up this week, yes.
That's right, that's right. So we've got a lot of Halloween films that we're doing. We are also having Tenet, which is the Christopher Nolan film starring John David Washington and Robert Pattinson and Elizabeth Debicki. And it's Michael Caine and Kenneth Branagh are also in this film. And it's a very elliptical Christopher Nolan film, not unusual for a Christopher Nolan film, but
unusual. That is part of Nolan's repertoire. You cannot go to his movies and shut your brain completely off. You really have to follow his style.
Absolutely, and it's a worldwide hit. It hasn't been such a big hit in the United States because theaters have been closed down and so restricted. And again, that's a good thing. We're really happy to offer this film. And then we're also doing the documentary film on the 1st and the 3rd, so Sunday and Tuesday, is about the photographer Pete Souza, who was the White House photographer for Ronald Reagan and President
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. And it's too early in the morning. And he was particularly noted for his work in Barack Obama's White House. A really, really compelling documentary about a wonderful photographer, about two very big presidential personalities that there's a little bit of a nostalgia for both Reagan and for Obama. And it's a really compelling documentary that's going to be great to see on the big screen.
And it's called The Way I See It.
The Way I See It. It's on Tuesday the 3rd and Sunday the 1st. And then Halloween starting today.
Okay, prepare to be scared.
That's right. We've got Beetlejuice tonight.
And we're all going to say his name once. Two more times and we're in big trouble.
That's right. So that's the Michael Keaton film directed by Tim Burton. Really great, great film. And that's, again, just tonight. And then we're doing a little bit later screening. It's only about 9:30 of Halloween, the classic 1970s horror film.
Yes, the original directed by John Carpenter.
That's right. Michael Myers escapes from a mental hospital and goes back home, and bad things happen. And that's going to be both on tonight and then tomorrow. And then tomorrow, we're also doing our traditional Nosferatu presentation with live organ accompaniment. This is a 1922 German expressionist silent film. It's the first Dracula movie. It's the first monster movie, really. It's always fun to go to the Michigan Theater and see a silent film the way they were intended to be presented, with live music. So you're getting a blast from the past, and you're also getting a really classic film that's both fun to watch because of its historical context, but it's also fun because the performance of the guy that plays Max Schreck is the guy that plays Dracula.
Yes, and a very frightening Dracula at that.
He's
almost
a
like
very creepy looking.
Yeah,
guy.
Very rat-like in appearance, as I recall.
Absolutely. And then also it's also fun to kind of laugh at an old movie.
Yeah.
when you the techniques have changed so much. And then on Halloween, we're doing two films. We're doing Hocus Pocus. So we got something for the family. And if kids are not going trick-or-treating this particular year, because it is a very, very odd year, come on down to the Michigan Theater and watch Hocus Pocus on the big screen. And then the Hitchcock classic of all times, which actually premiered 60 years ago.
60 years ago, and it is still frightening people to no end. It's incredible.
It is. Absolutely. When my son, this is about 20 years ago, was in Boy Scouts, I took a print, a 16-millimeter print of Psycho to a summer camp and played it for the Scouts. And, you know, these were kids that just didn't really relate to black and white pictures. Movies, and boy, they really liked that film. It was amazing. So anyway, that's our Halloween lineup. Beetlejuice, we said it, well, I can't say it one more time.
Nope, that's it.
Halloween, Nosferatu, Hocus Pocus, and Psycho. Go check them out. You can go to our website and get all the details on that. And then on November 1st, on Sunday, we're going to do The Nightmare Before Christmas.
That transitional piece from Halloween to Christmas. That perfect middle ground.
We're starting a little bit early on Christmas. I think people are kind of looking forward to that tradition in ways that they don't typically do so far in advance. But anyway, it's a great film, again, by Tim Burton, the same guy that did that film that stars
that film, Michael Keaton.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. And then on next Tuesday, the 3rd, we're also going to play, besides The Way I See It, that documentary about the Pete Souza and the Obama and Reagan White Houses, we're going to do Black Panther as a tribute to Chadwick Boseman, who so tragically passed away.
And based on the internet, I've read that yesterday marked 6 years since Marvel Studios first introduced him as Black Panther. And I've been seeing tributes all over the place in the last 24 hours for him, and it's just been amazing.
It is a great film, too.
Yeah, so save a seat for Michael Jewett. He may show up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And Michael's a big movie fan in lots and lots of different ways. And then next week, we're opening a couple of really cool films. These are first-run films. A Call to Spy, which is a World War II-era story about female spies that were hired by Winston Churchill. And that's going to open up next Friday, a week from tomorrow. And then She's the Ocean, which is a documentary film about six women that they have a deep relationship with the ocean. Some of them are oceanographers, some of them are scuba divers, some of them are surfers, and it's a really interesting, lyrical, and beautiful documentary about the relationship of these women and their passion for the ocean, and how the ocean is such a huge part of the human story as well. Tenet will also be back next week, and we're opening a new version directed by Ben Wheatley of Rebecca. Probably people know the Hitchcock film, which isn't really a horror film, this is a remake of that film that we're going to open up next week.
Sounds good.
And then on Sunday, our classic film is going to be Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Classic with a capital C, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
I never get tired of Raiders, ever.
Steven Spielberg directed, a script by George Lucas, Harrison Ford, Karen Allen, and John Rhys-Davies are the featured players in that. And then a week from Tuesday, we're going to do Clueless. Now, our virtual programming continues. We've got some interesting Halloween kind of films, but we're also opening up for one day only on the 31st, The Case of Hannah and Alice, which is a anime film. That's going to be a very, very special screening. Go check that out if you love anime or if you're just looking for an interesting animated film experience. And then the Polish Film Festival, which we usually do at the Michigan Theater, is going to be virtual this year. And it's November 6th through 8th. So you can check that out on our website, michtheater.org. For the Polish Film Festival, go to AnnArborPolishFilmFestival.com and check it all out.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot, Russ, for joining me on this fine Thursday. And stay safe this Halloween.
You too. Well, thanks, Matt, and happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. You are listening to Cinema Chat here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.